We're going to talk to one of KRDO's longstanding partners, a business owner directly affected now by governor's recent order to close restaurants, gyms, theaters, and more. Joining us, Chef Robert Burnett, owner of Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen. Chef Beebe, how are you, sir?
We are doing well, Ted. Thanks for calling and letting us know that you guys want to hear about what's going on. This is going to affect a lot of people in the Springs.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And Chef, you're not just a restaurant owner. You're very, very active in the culinary scene. You are also part of the Restaurant Association here.
Yes, and we have been receiving communications from them on a regular basis for the past few days, notifying us of sanitation standards and operational standards and some of the things that we're going to be running into over the next few weeks. Everything's progressed pretty quickly today. We were actually meeting this morning to discuss how we might start limiting hours and limiting access to work with the different things that are happening with social distancing, I think is the buzzword nowadays. And of course, we've gone right into closing the doors to in-room service or in-dining service. But a lot of my business partners here in town, restaurateurs, have already started to step up and ramp up their pickup and delivery and curbside pickup activities. And I think that we'll find that many people who are used to going to restaurants are going to find that they have plenty options to choose from, including at Mama Pearl's, where they can call and order not only an individual dinner, but a complete dinner for their family. And they won't have to worry about what's on the shelves at the grocery store so much.
And yours, like all of the other restaurants, there are 1,200 restaurants or so in the state of Colorado, as I understand it. That's a lot. That's a lot of businesses that are going to be affected.
That's a lot of people, and we've had to make some very difficult decisions. We've had to look at how we're going to keep as many people as we can employed. Many of our staff, like most restaurants, are part-time employees. Some of them have other jobs. Some of them have spouses with other jobs. And of course, there are going to be many opportunities for people who are out of work because of this to find some support through unemployment insurance and community efforts as well. And we're doing our very best to make sure that we are keeping as many employees as we can employed. It's not about the money. It's about trying to share the burden and share the risk and share the responsibility, not only to our employees, but to our customers who support us throughout the year.
And the coping mechanism right now is the ability to deliver curbside or offer a delivery service. And how does Mama Pearl's stack up in that area, Chef Beebe?
Well, like most restaurants, we've been doing to-go and pick-up service for quite some time. That's a supplemental or a rudimentary part of our business, but it is going to become all of our business, like many restaurants. So we're geared up with things like to-go boxes and separately contained food items, and we're gloving up and we're making sure that everyone is getting the safest possible food that they can from us. What's interesting is that the purveyors that we get our food from have told us that since there are so many big operations like the Broadmoor and the hotels around the country that are canceling big events, that means that they're actually having a surplus of bulk size products that they will be providing to restaurants. So restaurants should have fairly ready access to the foodstuffs that they're going to need to provide cooked meals for people as we go through this process, however many weeks it's going to be.
Chef, there is a baseline standard of sanitation for restaurants to begin with. Does that tighten up?
Right. We're doing that every day.
Uh-huh.
I was having a discussion with a friend of mine earlier today that, we do this every day. We go in and we sanitize and we clean and we use gloves and we try to make sure that our surfaces in our rooms are cleaned as much as possible on a daily basis. So, yes, are we stepping up our efforts? Most certainly. We're washing our hands a lot more often. We're making sure that we dispose of used gloves and paper towels and things like that. We want to make sure that the place is clean, not more than we normally do, but certainly we want to be more vigilant. We're also checking our employees when they come in to make sure that they're feeling well. We've instructed them all that if they're not completely 100% healthy, that it would be best for them and for the business that they stay at home for that period of time. The state has enacted some guidelines for unemployment or paid time off, and today's situation has changed things quite considerably with regards to that. But, I came here 15 years ago from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and there was a huge, huge loss in that city at the time. And it caused us to go through great period of consternation and concern and anxiety. And we're feeling that similar here, but there is a back end to this. And that's the thing people need to remember, is that it's going to get tough. It's going to get different for the most part. You know, people are going to have to learn to live a little bit differently for a short time here. But we are going to see the back end of this, and we are going to find the happiness and the joy and the fulfillment that we get from sharing meals with other people in close proximity.
Yeah.
That's why we go to restaurants.
Hang in.
And
the idea is
really
that you're
important.
Yep, your favorite local restaurant is likely still to be open. Support them by ordering takeout or delivery or going to pick
Absolutely.
It up curbside.
Or a lot of people are buying gift certificates
to
help those restaurants sustain themselves during this period of time. And that's a great idea. And then you can come back when the restaurant's fully open and use those gift certificates and know that your favorite restaurant is still in business.
Chef, we're going to come back and check with you in another couple of weeks as we enter into this 30-day period of restaurants being closed down, or at least the dining rooms, but still open and still fighting the good fight, looking to bring good service and good food to the public. We appreciate everything that you do, Chef Beebe. Thank you.
Thanks for having us on, and remember to support your local restaurants. They have not closed. They're just doing business a little differently now.